Well, 2 days before the official start of the Paris Olympics, the first Irish competitors will be in action this afternoon when the men's rugby sevens team begin their campaign. Between now and the 11th of August, 133 Irish sports people will compete for medals, with an unprecedented number being tipped for success. Gavin Noble is chef de mission for the Irish team in Paris. Gavin, I know not everyone likes to be there at the very start because some people won't be competing for another week or 10 days. But at this stage, have many of the competitors arrived in Paris?
Good afternoon, Rachel. Yes, we have nearly 100 athletes at the moment in Paris. Some of them are just outside the village, athletics in Fontainebleau, for example. But I'd maybe disagree with you a little bit. Everyone wants to be here and is excited to be here. But we're getting ready to go, as you said, with rugby this evening, 2 days before the official start after the opening ceremony on Friday.
So Friday is the big day, the opening ceremony. Has it been decided yet who'll be carrying the Irish flag at that ceremony?
Yes, we have a male and a female to carry the flag on the River Seine, which is really exciting. And then they're going to be announced shortly before it's Saturday at 2 o'clock Paris time. So we'll do the announcement and we'll let everyone know. I'm very, very excited for those two athletes, their families. Their families are coming over to watch the opening ceremony as well. So that's all in order.
I'm getting the impression you're not going to give us any hints right now.
No, I'm under strict instructions. Don't tell anyone, but it's a really exciting. It's a privilege for them. We have a little event coming up in the Culture Centre in the centre of Paris, and we'll unveil the male and female that lead the team into these games, our 100th year. So that's very exciting for everyone involved.
Listen, I know athletes are accustomed to dealing with pressure, but it's fair to say that more is expected of this team than many previous teams, certainly any team that I can remember. So does that bring a certain kind of pressure with it as well?
Yeah, I think pressure at this level is also a privilege. There's a number of athletes who go here expecting to do well or hoping to do well. Like certainly their expectation is making a final at the very least. And we have probably a larger number of those across a larger range of sports than ever before. And I think that's the exciting part about these games for Irish fans and for the team here, that we have opportunity across a number of sports, but you have to take those opportunities, right? So medals or even finalists are never guaranteed. What I would say about the Olympic Games is that the whole world peaks for this competition, so it's hard to compare it to a Europeans or even a World Championships. So we'll find out in just a matter of days' time, but there is opportunity to do very well, and we're looking forward to that.
I know you've said in the past that we shouldn't be afraid to talk about medals, so how many do you think Ireland can win at these Games?
The simple goal in my own leadership is to do better than we did at Tokyo, which was 4. I think we have potential to do that. So I'd be disappointed if we come away from these games with less than 4. I think we'll have missed opportunities if we do. But then sky's the limit. We just have to wait and see. You have to take your opportunities. But I think we have 10 to 12 really good chances to do very, very well. And sometimes you need that amount of chances or opportunities at that level to do well, to pick up even 4 medals. So let's wait and see. But we're confident in the team and everything we've done up to this point that the athletes will go out there and they'll give it their best shot, hopefully coming away with a number of medals. And no matter what they do at this point, I'm sure everyone will be proud of those efforts. Mm.
You've competed in the past. What difference does it make to a team if someone does quite well early on?
It's huge. It's huge, not only for someone to do well in the first week, but also to have our team sports here. They bring a certain different vibe to the whole camp. It's of benefit to do well in the first week. Equally, we had Kelly Harrington do well on the very, very last day in Tokyo, which again sent us home in good spirits. So no matter when someone does well during the first week, first day, last day, we'll celebrate that moment together as a team.
We'll be talking so much over the next 2+ weeks about the Olympic Games. And I mean, there will be triumphs and there probably will be days as well when we find ourselves saying, disappointing result for so-and-so, or shame it didn't go better for another competitor. How special for you is the Olympic Games?
Yeah, just on that point, like we have 133 athletes here, and naturally we're not going to come home with 133 medals. So there is a little bit of expectation setting amongst the team. We've done all that. Some people, the success is becoming an Olympian, and we should be proud of that. We should be proud of each of those athletes. I was one of them myself, finishing 23rd in London. And to me, to lead the team, huge honour, and again, a privilege. So it's very exciting. I think it is important to note that this is a global event. It's the pinnacle of sporting ambition and everything else across a number of different sports. So regardless of the results, we're very proud to have this size of team here. And again, no matter the result, families back home, communities all over Ireland, very, very proud of their Olympians, even before they take the field.
Oh, we're looking forward to talking to them over the next few weeks. Hopefully we'll talk to you at another stage as well. Gavin, thank you very much for being with us on the News at One. That's Gavin Noble, who's chef de mission for the Irish team at the Paris Olympics.